look higher. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait over there to get announced. I had to get in on that song. Praise God. I had to lift Jesus higher. Amen. The children of Israel were in the desert. And they had rebelled and murmured against God and Moses. And the Lord got mad and he sent serpents in. He sent serpents in. They began to bite the people. They began to bite the people. The people began to die. And Moses prayed, and God told Moses, take the image of a serpent, put it on a staff, and lift it up. And those that look on that serpent and that believe on it, they will be healed. And those that don't will die. Now, why did God use a serpent? My, I prayed about that. Why in the world would God use a snake? Well, it was a snake that brought sin into the world in the first place. It was a serpent that brought the sin, and God cursed that serpent, and it became a curse. And God wanted his people to see what it was that caused their death. He wanted people to see what it was that caused their death. It was that serpent. It was that sin. It was that unbelief. Anything that is not of faith is sin. I'm going to preach that. I'm going to preach it. People are going to get tired of hearing it. But it's the truth. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Drinking a glass of water in doubt is sin. I'll tell you what, when you go down to Lowell, Massachusetts, you better have faith. When you drink the water down there, you better have faith. You'll understand what I'm talking about. I'll tell you what, it's sad. You go down there and please bear with me. I know this sounds terrible, but you go in there and I jumped on my boy back down there. There's a guy right there. I jumped on him one day for not flushing the toilet. He said, but Brother Davey, I done washed it. It's clean. I said, you got to be kidding. The water looks so bad. That was how bad the water looked. You got to have faith to drink that stuff. So I don't drink it. If you love the Lord, say praise God. I don't drink that water. I boil it. I cook it. I'll make coffee out of it. But I don't drink it. Because I believe in the Lord. And I believe that if I drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm me. But I'll tell you what, I ain't going to go out there and drink poison to prove it. I'm not going to tempt God. I ain't going to pick up rattlesnakes either. But if you throw me one, I'll beat it in the head with a chair. And then I'll pick it up and say, they'll lift up serpents. If you love him, say amen.
Amen.
It's the truth. I'm not going to tempt the Lord. Not going to do it. But I'll believe him. And all that I do, I will do with faith. If I eat a hamburger, I'm going to eat it in faith. If I can't eat it in faith, I just soon fast. If I eat a French fry, I'm going to eat it in faith. When you go to McDonald's, you got to eat in faith. You don't know what Ronald McDonald's been doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything that's not of faith is sin. That's all there is to it. I mean, you know, these preachers go out here and they go to these seminaries. Some of them caught it. They go to these cemeteries out there and they learn what sin is. Well, they're idiots. Don't they know sin is anything that's not faith? Because faith is what makes you righteous. Huh? Faith is what makes you righteous. It's faith on the name of Jesus. Huh? Over in John, we read this thing over there in John 3:16. You hear everybody quote it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him will not perish but have everlasting life. Huh? Did I do that wrong? Somebody caught me? Praise God. Got to stay on your toes. You don't know, I might just quote Hezekiah up here. You never know. I did that one night. I said, in Hezekiah, the 14th chapter, it says, and I began to go off on this old stuff. An old lady was back there looking through her Bible, just trying to find Hezekiah. She'd look up at me and she'd go back to... I said, honey, just save your time. It's not there. You got to watch these preachers. You got to watch these preachers. They'll preach anything. Some of them will preach anything. You got to watch them. But that's why I say, you take the words I preach. You take them home. You look them up in your Bible. You search them out. You search them out. Hallelujah. Search them out. Ask for the Holy Ghost to show them to you. He'll do it. He'll do it. Anyway, where was I? Over there with that preacher's preaching anything. We come back here and the seminaries teach people that if you wear this, it's a sin. Or if you don't wear that, it's a sin. Or if you comb your hair this way, it's a sin. And what that is building a spirit of religion in people. It's not building a spirit of godliness. It's building a spirit of religion. Because, let me show you, a spirit of religion magnifies the person, not God. Anything that magnifies a person is not of God. But anything that magnifies Jesus is of God. You see, faith on Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. To believe God takes faith. And to believe God that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died on a cross, buried in the ground, resurrected on the third day, seated at the right hand of God, will come again for his saints, that takes faith. That takes faith. And therefore, the faith that you have for Jesus Christ is what makes you righteous. And I like that because the Bible also says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's also for a woman. Huh? Also for a woman. But the prayer. I'm starting to speak in tongues here. The prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Now, you know what's neat about that? I'm righteous by the blood of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll tell you, I used to worry and I used to fret and I used to whine and cry and moan and, oh, Lord. And I'd go down this checklist to see what it was now and I'll see. Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do that? Got all the check things and said, good, praise God. Now I can go and do it and fall flat on my face. Why? Because I wasn't trusting God's righteousness. I was trusting mine. Huh? Man, it blew my mind one day when I realized all I had to do is trust Jesus. That's all I had to do. Wasn't that simple? I took the book of rules, threw it right out the window. Threw it right out. I decided it's much better to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind and love your neighbor as yourself. Man, that's the whole thing right there. See, half of Christianity is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And all your strength. That's half of Christianity. The other half is when you look at a character like me and you know you got to love me. Hey, man, it's easy to love this little furry one over here. He's cute and cuddly, kind of, you know, small. But you take an old guy like me, man, it's kind of hard to love me. Especially when I start talking. When I start talking, I have a habit of provoking people sometimes. I have a habit of making people angry. You should have seen the sisters over here looking at me weird last night, praise God. But God bless them, the Spirit of the Lord moved on them and said, I wasn't being mean, I was speaking love. Because if you love a person to provoke them to love and good works, you're doing the works of God. All things you do, do in faith. If it isn't a faith, it's not of God. It's a sin. So, God had Moses take that old sin idol thing and put it on the thing and say, look, there's your problem. Confess it, acknowledge it, and I'll heal you. And when they confessed it and they acknowledged it, God took the poison in them and made it of none effect. Made it of none effect. And there's a lesson in that. Oh, there's a lesson in that. And you have a whole tribe of people. And they all got bit with snakes. Those, some died, some did not. All right? Now look, we have a whole tent full of people here. Well, almost full. Praise God. Anyway, got a half a tent full of people here. Or is it a tent full of half of people? Anyway, whatever. All of you been bit by that snake. All of you. Now, how do you know which ones will live and which ones will die? Huh? The one who looks upon the cursed thing and trusts God, the poison called sin will be made of none effect. Amen. And that cursed thing was Jesus. Jesus, the perfect being the perfect man, made of God, of a virgin woman, came to earth, lived a perfect, sinless life, obeyed God in all things, in all ways, even unto obedience to dying on the cross, gave up his life, and literally became a curse for us. I mean, the Bible says that he looked like a worm and no man. Go read it. Go read Psalm 22 and look at the description of him. Oh, that was a horrible thing. That was a horrible thing. One night I read that and I was in prayer and I got to praying about that. And the Lord said, I want to show you a thing. He spoke to me. He said, I want to show you a thing. Caught me by the back of the neck. And I don't know where he took me. I don't know if I went in the body or if I went in the spirit. All I know, it was that he grabbed me in the back of the neck. And next thing I knew, I was in the air over Golgotha. I was in the air over Golgotha. Golgotha, however you say that word. That place of the skulls. And then they took me out into outer space. And I looked upon the earth, and it was so pretty and blue and all that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, it started turning black. And it started to swirl. All that blackness began to swirl and began to swirl and began to swirl. And pretty soon, you ever seen an old dirty tub when you let the water out, how it'll swirl and form a funnel? I saw that funnel and I looked. And then the Lord brought me back down to that hill and there was Jesus on the cross. And all of that black, filthy mess was going right into him. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. And I watched him deform. I watched every sickness and disease known to man form on him. I watched him become a grotesque, horrible looking thing. And I cried. I couldn't believe it. And God spoke to me and he said, you caused that. It is for you that this is happening to him. What are you going to do about it? And I fell on my face before the Lord and I began to cry and I began to weep and I began to ask for forgiveness. And then I watched that same Jesus, completely deformed, taken off that cross. I watched him put in the tomb. I watched him go down into hell. In the lower parts of the earth, he went into hell. I watched him chained. I watched the devils dance around him. I watched the fallen angels sing praises to Satan. I watched Satan strut up and down in front of him and mock him and laugh at him. And Jesus chained, hands behind him, down like this. And this went on and on. It seemed like for an eternity. And then all of a sudden, the Lord looked up. And when he looked up, he broke off those chains. He said, I've done it. He said, Satan, give me the keys. Satan, give me the keys. They're not yours anymore. I'm taking them back. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He broke that bond. He broke those chains. And Satan, trembling, bowed upon his knee and handed him the keys and would not even look at him. Jesus turned and went over to Abraham's bosom, went right across the gulf that no man could travel, but Jesus could. Went right up on the gulf. He said, Abraham, I got good news. I'm a-coming. I'm the one you believed on. I'm the seed that you believed on. I'm Isaac's seed. I'm here to take you away. I'm here to take you to my Father in heaven. You don't have to stay here anymore. I'm closing this place down. I'm closing it down. I'm putting an out of order sign on it. It ain't for nobody anymore. I'm taking you to my Father in heaven. And he gathered them all and he went right on up there with them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. And I will never forget it. And the Lord said, Richard, he said, back then when he was mad at me, he called me Richard. When he was happy with me, he called me Davy. Sometimes he even called me son. Most of the time it was Davy. But this time he said, Richard, you better get this and you better get it straight. I'm the one that saves, not you. The law was not given to save you. It was given to show you how sorry you were. And if you try to save yourself by the law, you will die. But if you save yourself, if you want to be saved, you look on me and you believe me for my power to save you. And you will be saved. And I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. It's take back time. It's take back time. That's the message. It's take back time. Satan's stolen from the saints, and God's taking it back. Satan's stolen from man, and God's giving it back. Hallelujah. Over there in that John 3:16 where it says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Didn't say they will not, said they should not. In other words, because God loved the world, because God gave His Son, because Jesus Christ did the work He did, there is no excuse for anybody to be lost. None. None. No excuse. No excuse except rebellion, sin, unbelief, doubt, and all that other garbage. Amen? Praise God. Y'all be seated. I'm going to preach a while. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach a while. I can't sit when I preach, so you guys just sit. Amen. All right. Now, here's what the Lord showed me. I've been preaching this. And the Lord said, keep preaching it and keep preaching it until they get sick of it. Because if they get sick of it, maybe they'll believe it. You know what I mean? If you feed it to them enough, they'll know they've been fed. Just keep shoveling it in. Shoveling it in. All right. Old Testament saints. Praise God. New Testament saints. Cross in the center. From Abraham forward, they had to believe on Jesus. From us backward, they had to believe on Jesus. All right. But God moved one way in the physical. In all things, in the Old Testament, God revealed all things physically through His physical move. In the New Testament, He has revealed all things spiritually that were done physically. Amen? Y'all with me? Now, let me show you this. It's tricky. Today, He has started a revival. He's promised it to me for years. Promised it to me for years, and the clouds have not quite hit yet, but they're rumbling and they're on their way. The rains have already started. The rains have already started, but the clouds are on the way. Brother in the Lord the other day was praying and singing and searching the Lord, and he saw that cross, smoking cross, coming. Saw the smoking cross coming. Another brother praying, saw the clouds coming. He saw thunder. I wish I could see thunder. He saw thunder, if you can make any sense of that. But it looked like a cloud formation coming. The clouds of power to God's church are coming. All right? What God is doing, He's taking the Old Testament and New Testament, just like He did in His Bible, just like He did in His Word, and He's putting them together in one. The signs following today are going to be the same signs that followed in the Old Testament and the same signs that followed in the New Testament. He's putting them together in one people. It's going to be one people. We're taking it back. We're taking back the land and we're taking back the Spirit. We're taking back the land and we're taking back the Spirit. God's taking back the land and God's taking back the Spirit. Hallelujah. I was in my camper today and I was praying. The Lord doesn't show me everything. Gives me a little piece at a time. I said, but I want to know more. He said, I'll show you when I'm ready. It's just like a kid at the candy store. I want more. Yeah, I want more of this stuff. It's good stuff. I want it, Lord. Give it all to me. Well, no, not yet. Well, I was in my camper praying today, and the Lord began to show me a thing, and it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I began to sing to the Lord. I began to praise the Lord. I began to shout to the Lord. And I'll tell you, it got me excited. And then all of a sudden I realized He'd been showing it to me all alone, but my rebellion wouldn't let me see it. Oh, isn't that a scary thing? Preacher stand up and said he was rebellious. Oh, well, bless God. Have faith in Jesus, not in me. Have faith in Jesus. He's the Savior. Nail me to a cross and I'll bleed. But I ain't going to save you. Jesus already did it. Don't have to be done again. Amen? All right. This is what he showed me. Years ago, the Lord showed me that he was going to take back the land. And that there was going to be a revival. And it would take back physically and spiritually what God's people had lost. Physically and spiritually. Not just spiritually. In all the old revivals, you watch. You go back and look at the old revivals. Men got revived. Women got revived. They got caught up in the Spirit. They hallelujahed. They spoke in tongues. They prophesied. They healed the sick. They did all this stuff. But the land continued to perish. The land has continued to go into corruption. And look at it today. My. Well, God said we're going to take it back. We're going to take back this country that he swore unto our fathers. He's going to give it back to us. He's going to give it back to us. And today he showed me how. Hallelujah. For the first time, he showed me how. Now, you all put your seatbelts on because some of it's going to rock you. Some of you are going to say, well, I knew that. But others are going to be a little upset. Some of you are not going to like this. He's going to take back the churches that Satan has been holding for the last 100 years. Do you hear me? Satan has been holding God's people in bondage for 100 years. And the lock was put on in 1948 on this country when they threw God out of our country. United States Supreme Court threw God out of our government. Isn't it interesting that in 1948, Israel became a nation? And ever since 1948, Israel has increased and the United States has decreased. Israel has increased, but the U.S. has decreased. And there's two things God has shown me concerning the U.S. and Israel. Israel is Israel. And the U.S. is a type and shadow of John the Baptist, who God used to bring and make the way ready for Jesus. Just as John the Baptist made the way ready for Jesus, the U.S. was making the way ready for Israel. All right? But there's another thing. Israel is representative of God's natural seed. And this country God has given as a spiritual seed. To be a light unto the Gentiles. As Israel is a light unto the Jews. But Satan has bound up this country, and Satan has bound it up and stolen and robbed it and polluted it and did all this other garbage to it so that this country has become a wimpy nation. It is a wimpy nation. I hate saying that. I love America. I'll get out and wave the flag, and I'll eat apple pie, and I'll even drive a Chevrolet. But I'll tell you, I love this country, but truth is truth. It's the truth. The country is a wimp. And the whole world laughs at us. Not so much after Desert Storm. God did give us a little reprieve there. But not because we're good, but because he is good. Because I'll tell you, Desert Storm was written in the Bible. Desert Storm was recorded in the Bible. It was in Jeremiah, I believe. Was it Jeremiah? Jeremiah 51. Let me read it to you. I'm not even going to try to quote it. But let me read this to you.
Praise the Lord. Jeremiah, I know you're in here. There we go. Went right to it.
Lord had me reading this one day. Steve, stand up. Isn't he a nice little yucky? Yeah. Isn't he a nice yucky young man? You love God, say amen. There's Steve. I met Steve 2.5 years ago. Big shot attorney from New York City. Amen. Big shot attorney. Is that right? Come to my meetings, you're liable to get picked on. Amen. Be part of my team. You know you're going to get picked on. Come up 2.5 years ago to see a sister and check out the blood-sucking cult leader. He'd been raised from a child believing he was a messianic messenger. I'm serious. Gene Dixon prophesied that some kid was going to be born and he was going to be a messiah and all this crap. His mother bought that garbage and fed it to him since the time he was a child. Am I right? Not only that, the teachers in all the schools he ever went to fed it to him. Constantly fed it to him. When I met him, he was the most intelligent, most knowledgeable, most all-knowing individual that ever walked the face of the earth. In his own mind. Somehow or another, I wasn't impressed with the fact that he went to jail for trying to shut down Wall Street. And that he was arrested in Central Park for having pot on him. A big shot attorney, man. You're going to give him somewhat when you get home, aren't you? Huh? Give the Lord a cheer. Still love the Lord, Steve? When Steve came to us, he was an anarchist. Dyed-in-the-wool anarchist, and he had determined that he was going to cross this country, crisscross back and forth across this country, getting in touch with all the grassroots anarch organizations across this country to form a rebellion to destroy this country. That's what he was out to do. And in his mind, any religion on earth was cool, but Christianity didn't have a chance because it was the stupidest, the dumbest, the most washed up, unbelievable puddle of puke anybody could ever believe in. Am I pretty accurate? Very accurate. In fact, I've had to clean it up quite a bit from what he said when he got here. The United States was a, I don't know what you call it, but it wasn't very polite. No. In fact, Russia was better. I told him to move to Vermont. It's about the same. Ooh, I got an iceberg on that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody says, you're a flatlander. Somebody said, that Davy, he's a flatlander. No, I'm a mountain man. My city's New Jerusalem on a mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Vermont's not my state. Maryland's not my state. Florida's not my state. In fact, I don't have a state except a state of watching for Jesus. That's the only state I want, is a state of watching for Jesus. So I'm a little weird, praise God. But it rubs off. Watch out. It rubs off. Lord, pour out the salt. He comes up there and he starts telling me about how horrible Desert Shield and Desert Storm was and all this kind of garbage and us picking on these guys and everything. And we got into it. Well, actually, what happened, he finally decided, I didn't like him.